This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Now it is my pleasure to announce a very special guest, a big champion of sport fishing and the industry as a whole, a former governor of Idaho and United States Senator from Idaho. Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of Interior, Mr. Dirk Kempthorne.
Tom, thank you very much. To the three communities, congratulations to you. And to Greenville, South Carolina, congratulations for being this year's wonderful location and venue for this event. It's a beautiful city in a beautiful state. I'm with the Department of the Interior. And Ronald Reagan once said, only in Washington, D.C., would you call the department in charge of the outdoors interior. About 1 out of 5 acres in the United States is under the jurisdiction of the Department of the Interior. We have trust responsibility for all of the Native American tribes. We have all the national parks, the wildlife refuges. We're responsible for 1/3 of the domestic oil and gas in the United States. We span 12 time zones because we're the administrative authority for the territories and the freely associated states, as they're called, many of the islands in the Pacific. So it's an exciting venue. It allows me, on many occasions, to get outside. One of those time zones has Alaska. And last year at Katmai Peninsula, I was able to hook a 24-inch rainbow trout, beautiful fish, and as it would leap from the water and splash, it was probably 20 minutes that we shared that time together. And I heard another splash and another splash. And apparently all of this splashing had drawn the attention of the local bears. And so the guide that was with me said, here's the protocol. When they get too close, I'm going to break the line. They're out for the fish. And anyway, we were able to land it, take a good look at it, release it, and we then rather quickly left. So I'm from Idaho, as Tom indicated, and in Idaho, a beautiful area, great fishing in Idaho. On one occasion, as I would often do as governor, I'd ride my Harley in different parts of the state, went over Lolo Pass along the Locksaw River. And I saw these young folks were fishing. So I stopped, inquired how they were doing. It turns out they were with the Fish and Game for the state of Idaho. They were catching bull trout. And they were then weighing them, putting on the pit tags, releasing them. I thought, what a wonderful job to be able to do that in the summer. Also, last summer, we had a real nice occasion when there in Washington, D.C., in the ponds, right there at the base of the different monuments, with Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bass Pro Shop, and others, those ponds were filled with bluegills, and we brought many of the kids, youngsters from the inner city, fishing. And to watch these kids, first time that they'd had a rod in their hands, to see them catch a fish. One little girl that I was talking to was 10 years old. And I asked her, have you ever caught a fish before? And she said, no, I haven't. I said, well, what do you think? And she said, this is so exciting. I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? She said, I want to be a children's doctor. And I said, how do you know about children's doctors? And she said, because I see one many times. And I said, well, why is that? And she said, well, I have diabetes. I said, do you give yourself insulin injection every day? And she said, I do. To see this little girl and to see her radiant smile, to see what fishing helped her feel that particular day, I think that little heroes like that are going to go on and achieve great things. So with programs like this, with the Bassmaster Classic, this is awesome. The enthusiasm with the wonderful folks that are here, it is contagious. A little later I'll be out there trying my hand, see if I can bring one of these beautiful fish in. Well, we have the sacred responsibility of preserving and conserving some of our most beautiful places in America. We have the responsibility of ensuring that Americans have access to these places so that they can hike and boat, camp, hunt, fish. Great partnerships are taking place. Today I have the honor of announcing that the Department of the Interior is distributing more than $700 million to 56 states and territories. This is under the Dingell Johnson Sport Fish Restoration and the Pittman Robertson Wildlife Restoration Program. More than half of these funds, $398 million, are contributed by the boating and angling community in the form of industry excise taxes and import duties on sport fishing equipment, and from taxes paid on motorboat and small engine fuels. These funds will help pay for stocking fish, for acquiring and improving sport fish habitat, providing aquatic resource education opportunities, acquiring and maintaining public boating access, and constructing boat ramps, fishing piers, and other facilities to support recreational boating. To give you an idea of the benefit America has received from this program, states have used these funds to acquire or manage more than 15 million acres of public fishing areas and boating access sites. These are places everyone can enjoy, those who fish and boat, as well as those who simply enjoy being outside along the shoreline and just seeing the beautiful scenery. On the hunting side of the equation, appropriation to states under the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Restoration Fund totaled nearly $310 million this year. Since the program began in the 1930s, sportsmen have contributed $11 billion, an enormous amount of money, through these excise taxes. States have used this money to acquire or operate more than 390 million acres of land for wildlife habitat. Numerous species, such as wild turkey, white-tailed deer, pronghorn antelope, American elk, black bear, have increased in population due to the activities of organizations such as this. Together, the Dingell Johnson, the Pittman-Robertson programs represent what is arguably the most effective conservation initiative in human history. All Americans are richer because of the contributions of sportsmen. I'm also pleased to report to you today President Bush's continued strong support for angling and for health of our nation's fisheries. Working with bass and others in the fishing community, we've developed a national fish action plan that will harness the energies, expertise, and existing partnerships of state and federal agencies and conservation organizations to improve habitat for fish. The action plan is modeled after the highly successful North American Waterfowl Management Program, which has used regional partnerships to conserve millions of acres of habitat for ducks and other waterfowl. At the heart of the action plan are newly formed regional partnerships, such as the Southeast Aquatic Resources Partnership and the Western Native Trout Initiative. These partnerships will coordinate our work across watersheds to improve both the health of fisheries and the access to these magnificent fisheries. The President continues to strongly support the plan and the budget of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Congress and the President have provided the funds that were requested. The current budget is $5.2 million to develop partnerships and improve habitat on the ground. And in the President's proposal for next year, that fund would remain at the same level. Meanwhile, in the past 2 years, the Fish and Wildlife Service has funded 64 cost-share partnerships across the nation to restore fish habitat. We will more than double that number in 2008 alone. These projects reopen streams for fish passage, restore shorelines and wetlands to benefit fish populations, and provide vital scientific data to help measure progress. President Bush also showed his strong commitment to recreational fisheries last October when he signed an executive order to protect and conserve striped bass and red drum as game fish in federal waters. The executive order will help ensure anglers continue to be able to enjoy healthy fisheries and the thrill of catching these extraordinary fish. If past Bassmaster Classics are any measure, we'll have a great time enjoying the competition that occurs here and in these other magnificent communities in the future. We're having more than a good time, however, as those who went before us did more than 100 years ago. We're dedicating ourselves to a conservation mission. The partnerships that are in place, the achievements, the amount of acres, the habitat that has been restored, is something that we then can pass on to the next generation, to the little 10-year-olds and the youngsters, so that they understand the passion and the love that all of you have for being outdoors, for casting a line, and for enjoying this beautiful America. So thanks for letting me join you, and good luck to all of you that are in the classic.